Today's shiur Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Pei Beis. We will begin on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, the last line by Boel Aramis. So as we learned in our previous shiur, the Mishnah taught us if somebody has relations with an Aramis, the loch is kanon poigimbo. Someone who's a kanoi, we'll discuss that more later in our shiur, poigimbo. Barmanei Rav Kahana Mirav. So Rav Kahana asked from Rav the following question. If that didn't happen, what is the halacha? Inshi Rav Lagmari. Rav forgot what he had learned in yeshiva is the answer to that question. Akirul Rav Kahana Bachalmei. So Rav Kahana, Rav's Talmud, saw the following pasuk in his dream. Interestingly, I saw the Mefarshim point out, if Rav forgot and they wanted to remind him, he should have seen the pasuk. Why did Rav Kahana see it? So Mefarshim say Rav never slept. So since he hardly ever slept, he didn't have a chance to dream. Rav Kahana apparently slept more, so he was able to dream. The pasuk says in Malachi, Bog de Yehuda, v'te'eva nasa b'Yisrael b'Yerushalayim, ki'chilal Yehuda kodesh Hashem, asher ahev, u'baal bas el necher. That's the pasuk that speaks about Yehuda acting in a rebellious way by having relations with non-Jewish women. Also, so Rav Kahana comes now to his Rebbe Rav, and Amalei Hachi Akarian, this is the pasuk I saw in my dream. So Rav said, At Grei Rav L'Gemari, Rav now remembered what he learned in Yeshiva, Bog de Yehuda refers to Avodas Kechavim. Why specifically explains the Mashah, a Klal Yisrael called Yehuda in this sense? Because we know that the name Yehuda has in it the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Bog de Yehuda, Klal Yisrael rebelled against Hashem because they worshipped Avodah Zarah. The Cain who Omer came begadetem be base Yisrael um Hashem. The Toeva Nasa b'Yisrael b'Yerushalayim said Mishka Zocha. That refers to homosexuality. The Cain who Omer v'Zocha le'sishkav Mishka ve'Isha, and the Torah calls such an act Toevihi. Kichilel Yehuda Kadosh Hashem zu Zoyna. The Cain who Omer lo'yi Kadosh by having relations with prostitutes. The pasuk is referring to somebody having relations with an Aramis. The ksibas rei, and the pasuk says, Yachris Hashem, lishesh yasena. Anybody who does any of these averis will have kares erv oina. Melake Yaakov, umagish minchal Hashem tzvokish. So we see clearly that the oinish is kares. Even though that I saw that the Brisker Rav says, we know that the Mishnah, Lamit Hashem learn it. The first Mishnah Masech decreases lists all of the Chiyuve Kares. This halacha, if somebody has relations with an Aramis, is not mentioned in that Mishnah. And furthermore, says the Rav, that let's say someone had relations with an Aramis, so we know the halacha normally is that if somebody does an Aveira whose Oynish b'mezit is Kares, B'shoigig, the punishment, is a karmachatis. Certainly here, the halacha is not that way. And if somebody is a boil Aramis, B'shoigig, the chiv is not a chiv karmachatis. Says the Gemara, explaining this pasuk, Im tamut chacham hu, lo yeh lo er b'chachamim. If he's a tamut chacham, he won't have somebody who is an er, whose er means he's awake, he's sharp. Another pshat is, the Gemara says, we learned the Gemara, that somebody who sleeps when he learns, tyrosa nasis kroim, doesn't have that consistency in learning. Such a person, that would be the kind of children he has. V'oina b'talmidim. What does oina b'talmidim mean? That he won't have a son, oina, who can answer when a question is asked, he's not going to be enough of a talmud chacham to answer. Another pshat mashah explains, we learned the Gemara Masechta Ksubis. The Gemara Masechta Ksubis discusses the oin of Talmid Chachamim, how often they have to have relations with the wife. He won't have children that will have to follow that formula. Im kainhu, and if he's a kain, la yeh lo ben megish minchal Hashem tzvakos, he won't have children that will be worthy to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. So interestingly, I saw halach l'maisa, nowadays we don't have kanon poigimboi, and we don't have these things, but I did see that the Michas Yitzchak, Paskins la loch lemaisa, that if somebody is married to a non-Jewish woman, we should not include him in a minyan, we shouldn't give him an aliyah by Sefer Torah. And Rav Avadya Yosef I saw, Interestingly, he speaks, he was asked a question, the Shalos HaTshuvos Yichav Das, from a community in Germany, from the community in Munich, where apparently there was an individual who was married to a non-Jewish woman and was appointed to be the administrator of the Jewish community. And Rav Avadya Yosef paskens that such an individual should not have a position in Jewish life. Furthermore, I saw a beautiful vart from the Sefer Peninim Yunkarim. We all remember the message that Yaakov Avinu sent to Esav as he was going to meet him. Im lovin garti ve'echar oto ve'hili shor v'chamor. So we all remember the Rashi says, Im lovin garti, garti is taryag. Im lovin garti, the taryag mitzvois shamarti. So what was happening here? So he explains as follows. Esav was telling Yaakov, you're not such a tzaddik. You married two sisters. And we know, we learned the Gemara, that it's a pasuk in the Torah actually, that you're not allowed to marry two sisters. So what are you saying, Tarig Mitzvah Shamarti? So as we've described and discussed in previous shurim, Yaakov Avinu had a right to marry two sisters, whether because it was he got a nevuah or it was b'chutz laretz. So Yaakov Avinu was responding to Esav's challenge. Em lovin garti, v'tarig mitzvah shamarti. I, you'll say, I didn't follow tarig mitzvahs. I married two sisters. V'hili shor v'chamor. We know that Yosef is compared to the shor, and Yisoschar is compared to the chamor. So Yaakov Avinu was telling Esav, if I had done something wrong, I would never have such great children. The fact that I have children that are shor v'chamor, Al Gemara says that if somebody lives with a woman he's not supposed to live with, he won't have fine children. The fact that I had good children is a raya that I didn't do anything wrong. Continues the Gemara. Amar v'chi bar avuya. Kalabal akitus. Somebody has relations with akutus. Kilum eschatin b'avoydus kechavim. It's as if he becomes completely connected to avoydus zara. The ksiv, the pasuk as we just read, uba bas el necher. So the question is, v'chi bas yesh leil necher, does an avoydus zara have a daughter? El za abal akutus is considered such a horrible sin. Continues the Gemara. Amar v'chi bar abba. Kosef al gilgalosa shal Yehoyakim. Yehoyakim, as we know, one of the last kings of Yehuda. And he was a Rasha. In fact, he did a horrible thing. He engraved, or he wrote, the Shem Hashem on his male organ. So he was cursed. Kosav al gilgalosa shal Yehuda, zois ve'ed acheres. And the Gemara explains, what does that mean, that these words were written on his skull? Says the Gemara, Zakenid Repreda Ashkechu Gugulosai. The grandfather Repreda found a skull that was Shagis Bishar Yerushalayim, that was rolling around in the streets of Yerushalayim. V'ksiv v'avakosav aloi Zois v'adacheres. And the words Zois v'adacheres were written on this skull. Covering. It's a terrible bezoin hames that such a skull should be rolling around. So he buried it. V'hadun avoik. But it came right out of the ground after it was buried. So he tried again. Cover of Ahayda Navayg. Again he tries to bury it and it comes out. Amr, so he said, this is not just a regular skull. Haigul Golosa Shal Yoakim. This must be the skull of Yoakim. The Ksibay that the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah regarding Yoakim, Kavuras Hamor Yikover. Schoik, Schoi Vahashik Mahala Lushar Yushlaim. And as the Mefarshim explained, what is Kvuris Chamor? I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is that when a chamor is buried in the ground, unlike a human being that's buried deep in the ground, he's really buried right next to the surface. And therefore the dogs could come and pull out that dog, that corpse of the donkey. Another pshat is that he was buried in the skin of a donkey, again, as a terrible punishment for his acts towards Hashem. So Rapreda says, Amma Malkahu v'lav Eruch Arulav Zuye. It's inappropriate that he should be laid, his head should be rolling around in the streets of Yerushalayim. So what he did was, Shokla Karcha B'Shiroi, he went and put it into a silk piece of material, V'Asa B'Sifta, and put it then, the skull of the silk material, into a box. Asa Devisa, his wife comes home, and she opens the box, and she sees this. Chazis. Nefakt. She went and she took it out of the box. And she didn't know what this is all about. So she asked her neighbor, Amrle, what is this? So the neighbor answered, Hi, the itisa kamaisahi. This must be the skull of your husband's first wife, Dloy Kamanchale, that he doesn't want to forget his first wife. Shagrasla Tanura, so she got all upset at him. She threw it into the oven, Vikalsa, and it got completely burnt up. He also, so now when he came home, I am a Hanidic civilized Zois Vadacheres. Besides that he was buried like Chamor, another punishment, that his skull got completely burnt. In fact, the Paiskim say that the halacha is that let's say someone, Rachmana Tzlan, was married to a woman and they never had children. So he said Kaddish for his wife. And then he gets remarried. So he wants to continue saying Kaddish for his first wife who left no children. The Paiskim say it's inappropriate. Included in the halacha that we learned, that Mechabdoi, that one has to show respect to his wife, to go say Kaddish on a first wife when you're married to a second wife is incorrect. And we see the repercussions of remembering the first wife. Says the Gemara, Kasser of Dimi, Omer Bezdin Shel Chashmonai. So we continue discussing the issue about getting married to an Aramis. Says the Gemara, Bezdin Shel Chashmonai Gozru. They made the following decree, Habal Kutis Chayv Lo Mishum Nashga. I'll explain it in a moment. The Gemara will explain it. Kios Ravna Mishum Nashgas. What does it stand for? The Nun stands for Nida. As Machlokes Rishonim, what does this mean? Rashi seems to learn that even though a Jewish woman, when she's a Nida, we know is a Chiv Karis, that Chiv doesn't apply by non-Jewish women. But Chazal said that if somebody has relations with a non-Jewish woman while she is a Nida, it should be Asr. That's how Rashi learns. Why? Because we're concerned that if I'll have relations with a woman who's not Jewish when she's a Nida, he may, chas v'shalom, come to have relations with his wife when she's a Nida. But the Rambam seems to learn that even the non-Jewish woman, when she's not actually a Nida, is considered, Chazal gave her the status of a Nida. The Shin stands for a Shifcha. It's considered like one had relations with a Shifcha. Gimel is the Issa to have relations with a Goya. And the Aleph, according to the first man, the Omer, stands for Eshesish. And according to the second man, the Omer, she's considered a Zoyna. And as Tosfos explains, a Zoyna is an Issa to a Kohen. The halacha is that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Zoyna. A woman who had a relationship that she wasn't supposed to have becomes identified as a Zoyna, and a Kohen may never marry her. Every Goya is considered like a Zoyna. That's how Tosfos learns. There are other Rishonim that say it has nothing to do with a Kohen. Every non-Jewish woman is in the category of a Zoyna that a Jew shouldn't marry her. However, this second man, Dom Ravin, doesn't consider her also because of Eshes Ish, because he says, Avim Shem Eshes Leslahu. There is no issue of Eshes by Akum. And here too the Rishonim explain. We say, we spoke about it when we spoke to the Sugyas about the Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noyach, and that's why we learned that a guy is also by Eshes Ish, even of another guy. So what's our Gemara saying, that there is no Ishus by Akum? So Rishonim explained there are two levels of Ishus. There's a lower level Ishus, which does apply by Akum, and that's why there's Aloha, that a guy is also in adultery. And then there's a higher level of Ishus, which is through Chuppah and Kedushin, which is only by us, not by them. And what this man Dama says, when the Gemara here says, according to Ravin, there is no Ishus by Akum, it refers to the higher level of Ishus, which is limited to us. Avo Mishim Ishus Leslahu, Idach, and the first man Dama, that does say, Rav Dimi, that does say Ishus is there, says the Gemara, Nishai Vadilam Mefkari. So the way Rashi explains, that a guy does want his wife only to be Miyuchid, exclusive to him, and therefore he feels that even though he agrees, as I said a moment ago, that the level of Ishus that applies by us doesn't apply by them, there is still some level of Ishus by Akum, and therefore if somebody has a relationship with such a woman who's married to an Akum, there's an Ishus of Ishus Ish. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. Tosfos, it's a lengthy Tosfos, explains the Gemara. The Gemara is going back to this explanation, that Ravin took out the Aleph of Eshes Ish. and inserted the Zayin of Zayna, says Rav Dimi to Ravin, you can't call them all Zaynas, because since the husbands of these women don't want their wives to have adulterous relationships, so they aren't just hefker, they aren't just promiscuous, and therefore you can't call them all Zayna. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda, Habali Molech, Ein Marim Loi. If we learn, we go back to our Mishnah, that the Aloch is Kanoim Poygim Ba, the Aloch is if somebody asks, that we don't tell him that he should kill a person who's having relation with an Aramis. So I saw that the Michas Alozer quotes the Chedush Arim. He says a beautiful Pshat. He says, what is Pshat Kanoim Poygim Ba? He says, Pshat Kanoim Poygim Ba is that you have an individual who, when he sees such a terrible act, he can't control himself. And he immediately takes action. If this person has the presence of mind that he's going to ask Shilas by a Rav, so then you can't call him a Kanoi. If he's not all excited as soon as he sees it. So that's why the Eimarim came. If you ask a Shilas, you're not a Kanoi. It Manami, Amar Rabba Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Habal Molech, if somebody asked the question, Eimarim Loi. We don't paskin that he should kill the person. V'loyoid, says the Gemara furthermore, Shempire Zimri, V'hoga Pinchas. Pinchas, as we're going to learn the whole parasha in a moment, killed Zimri, who had relationship, while he was having a relationship with Kozbi Bastor Hamajonis. If Pinchas would have waited for Zimri to complete, and then killed him, V'loyoid, Shempire Zimri, V'hoga Pinchas, Nergalov. If Pinchas would have killed him, then it would have been too late, and Pinchas would be Chayiv Misa for killing him. It's only allowed to kill him during the actual act. Although, I did see from the Prisha that even though the Gemara is saying now that you're allowed to kill him only while he's doing the act, but if the Jew makes it known to you that this is not a one-time event, that he intends to continue having relations with the Aramis, so even if it's not during the actual act, you are allowed to kill him afterwards. That's what the Prisha says. Furthermore, Nepech Zimri V'hog L'Pinchas, very interesting line of Gemara. The Gemara is teaching us, this is the way the Rosh, the Yad Ramah, discussed this Gemara at great length. The Aloch is that Kanoim Poygim Ba. But tells us the Gemara that even though Kanoim Poygim Ba, if Zimri would have turned around and in self-defense killed Pinchas, there would be no problem. So ask the Rosh, we learned the Aloch is, he spent a lot of time learning the sugya of a roidef, that if Reuven is pursuing Shimon to kill him, so the halacha is, if we see that, if somebody sees that, he's allowed to do anything to stop Reuven from killing Shimon. But the halacha is that Shimon is not allowed to go kill the person who was trying, Shimon is not allowed to kill the person that's trying to stop him from killing, no, I'm sorry. If Reuven is chasing Shimon, so Levi's allowed to stop Reuven, right? But the halacha is Reuven is not allowed to turn on Levi. Yet here we're saying that Zimri is allowed to turn on Pinchas. Why? So the Rosh asked this question. The answer is a very interesting teretz. He says, the halacha is that you're not allowed to kill somebody. So Reuven has no right to kill Shimon. So if Levi is trying to prevent Reuven from killing Shimon, he's doing what the halacha requires. And therefore Reuven has no right to stop him. What he should do is don't kill him. And then Levi won't be chasing you. Here, it's not so black and white, because it's only Kanoim Poygim Ba. So since it's not an absolute halacha that I have the obligation to stop somebody from having relations with an Aramis, it's only a Kanoi, that's why the person who's having relations may stop the person who wants to stop him. And that's why Zimri would have been allowed to stop Pinchas. In fact, I saw the Rishonim say the same halacha is by a Goyal Hadam, that if somebody's being chased by a Goyal Hadam, he could turn on the Goyal Hadam. Why is he allowed to turn on the Goyal Adam? For the same reason. Because there's no chiv for the Goyal Adam to kill the murderer of his relative. He has the right. And since he has the right, that murderer could turn on him. However, do say to Rishonim, that the Yad Ramah says this, that even though we're saying that Zimri could turn on Pinchas, that's Zimri himself, who Pinchas is going after. But an outsider who sees Pinchas going after Zimri is not allowed to go after Pinchas. Continues the Gemara. The Pasuk says, V'yomer Moshe Shoft Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting in judgment on the people who had worshipped the Baal Par. Holach Shifter Shal Shimon Eitzel Zimri Ben Zola. The Shevet of Shimon went to Zimri Ben Zola and they said, Hein Don and Din Faishas. They're judging all the people who had worshipped Avodah Zarah, Vata Yoshef the Shaisik, and you just remained silent. Ma'asa. What did Zimri ben Salu, the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, do? Omed the Kibetz Chof Dalet Elf Misrael. He gathered together 24,000 Jews. For Holoch Eitzel Kosbi, he went to Kosbi from Hamajonis. Omle Yishmili, have relations with me. Omle Bas Melchani, I am the daughter of a king. V'kain Tzivali Ovi. My father told me, like Tishmi El Golshmehem, you should only have relations with the leader of Klal Yisrael. Omer lo, so he responded about himself, Af hu nasi shevet hu. I'm also a leader. I'm the nasi shevet Shimon. Furthermore, for le'oid shu gol memenu, I really am greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehu, I, Shimon, sheni lebeten, was Yaakov Avinu's second child. For who, and Moshe Rabbeinu is a descendant of Levi, is shlishi lebeten, is the third child. Tofsa b'blurosa, so he grabbed her by a hair, v'viyayitza Moshe, and he delivered it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Amalai, and he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ben Amram, zu asura materis, may or may I not have relations with this woman. Vim taima asura, and if you'll say I may not, bas yisra mei tirloch, how did you have a right to have relations with Tzipira, the daughter who's from Midian? And of course it was a very weak claim, because the Mefarshim explained that Moshe Rabbeinu married Tzipira before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, nobody was a Jew. And all of us became Jews by Matan Torah, including those who were the Eir of Rav, and including Tzipira, whereas Kazi Basor was a real Aramis. Furthermore, as the Mefarshim point out, actually Moshe Rabbeinu, after Matan Torah, separated himself from Tzipira and never had relations with her again. So the claim was a very weak claim. The Salma Na'alocha. And Moshe Rabbeinu forgot what is the halacha. Go kulam b'chia. And they all began to cry. What pshat b'chim pesach oil moed? As the Mashal says, the pesach oil moed is where they heard the word of Hashem. And here they were crying that they're at the pesach oil moed and they don't know what Hashem wants us to do at this situation. B'ksiv says the pasuk v'yah pinchas ben aloza. Ma ro. Omer rav ro maisa. He saw what was happening here. V'niska halochem. Omle achi abe abe. Moshe Rabbeinu was his great uncle, because Pinchas, as we'll see, was the grandson of Aaron. Aaron was Moshe Rabbeinu's brother. So Pinchas was a great nephew of Moshe Rabbeinu. Loikach lemadatanu b'ridicha ma'as Sinai. Did you not teach us when you came down from Har Sinai, haboil asakutis kanoim paigimba? Omeloi, kanyer d'agerta, famous line in the Gemara, the one who delivers the letter, the one that reads the letter, Eli have a pavanka. He should be the one to follow what the letter instructs. So since Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, you were the person that remembered this halacha, you should be the one to carry out the halacha. So Mefarshim explained, why was he asking? So two pshatim. One question was, he was asking, maybe you, Moshe Rabbeinu, are so much greater than I, so it should be you to be the kanoam paigimba. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, as the Gemara is going to say in a moment, if you were the one that remembered and I didn't, it must be that Mishnah Shamayim, they want you to do this, not me. Another pshat is that Pinchas would have done it. But the halacha is you're not allowed to be a Meira halacha b'fnei rabbi. So how could Pinchas on his own go do it when his Rebbe Moshe is there? So he needed to get permission from Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, but he had no choice because of Meira halacha b'fnei rabbi. Shmuel Amar Rosh, Eichachm v'Eintfuna v'Einetzu Neged Hashem. Come up and Sheshchil Hashem, Eichachm Kavod L'Rav, and he took immediate action. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rav Elazar. He saw that the Malach was destroying big chunks of Klal Yisrael. So the pasuk says, He was sitting in the Beis Medrash. He didn't have his spear with him. Now as he's leaving the Beis Medrash, he picks up the spear. Why? Says the Gemara, important halacha. You can't have a Kli Zayin, a weapon of Beis Medrash. Actually, this halach is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rishonim explain that both in the Beis HaMedrash and in the Beis HaKnesses, one is not allowed to have a weapon for different reasons. In a Beis HaKnesses, where we daven, it's inappropriate to have a weapon, because davening is marach yom of shalom, it causes us to have life. Weapons are makatzer yom of shalom, you don't bring a makatzer to the place of marach. In a Beis HaMedrash, it's a different reason, because they didn't daven in a Beis HaMedrash. You're not allowed to bring a weapon to Beis HaMedrash, because it shouldn't serve as an impression that you know how halachic matters are decided. Whoever has a weapon, everybody's going to follow that position. So you can't bring weapons to Beis Medrash. And the Pais can discuss, I saw in the Shalos Tshuva, Tzitz Eliezer has a whole tshuva on this, especially nowadays the question comes up in Israel, where you have Jewish soldiers and they have to carry the weapon all of the time. What are they supposed to do when they go to shul? So he says, of course, the best thing is, as our Gemara says, and as the Shulchan Aruch says, that you shouldn't bring a weapon into Beis Medrash, Beis HaKnesses. But if they have to carry the weapon, so he says the best thing to do is to take out the bullets, if you could do it. If you can't take out the bullets, you should cover the weapon. But he furthermore says, it's not limited to when you're in shul, he says, or Beis Medrash. He says, let's say a soldier is davening at home, he's davening on the battlefield. If at all possible, it's inappropriate to be holding a weapon when you're davening. So says the Gemara, Shalaf Shinana, he took off the tip of his spear, he's left the Beis Medrash, and he put it into his pocket. So just look, the spear without the tip looks like a stick. The Kimishi Gish ate a shifter shal Shimon. He now comes to shave it Shimon. Amma, hechem etzina shal shifter shal Levi, golem shal Shimon. He says to them, why only you, Shimon, should be having relations with Daramis? What about me? Amma, hanicholoi. So he thought that he wanted to join. So he said, fine. Af hu lasa tzrach of nifnas. It's obvious that he wants to participate. Obviously, even tzaddikim, like Pinchas, think that this is a permissible act. Says the Gemara, and that's when he went in, put on the tip, and killed him. Says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yochanan, shisha nisim naslo l'Pinchas. At that moment, six nisim happened to him. Echad sha'ayla l'zimri l'ifrosh. Zimri, when he saw the Pinchas was about to attack, should have stopped. And we learned on Amr Aleph, if it's not during the act, there's no kanon paingimba. She didn't stop. Furthermore, he should have yelled out for help. The lay deeper, he remained silent. He hit them right in the place where they were connected. What is the nais? The people shouldn't chas v'sholem accuse him to nisim, that he first did something himself. So it shows that they were in the middle of the act. Furthermore, to show everybody that he had every right to kill Zimri because he was in the middle of doing this terrible Aveira. As he was carrying them out, he carried them out on the spear. But normally they would slip off, that they didn't slip off. The Malach came and raised the opening of the entrance of their tent. Why? Because if he would have had to bend down as he was carrying these two individuals out on his spear, it would be very likely that they would slip off. So like this, the doorway got higher, and he was able to walk out without having to bend down with the spear, and they stayed on the spear, which we explained a moment ago was very important. As soon as this happened, the Malach started killing people. So everybody was busy with the people and their family that were getting killed. So they didn't have time to think about taking revenge from Pinchas for having killed Zimri. So Pinchas went and threw him on the floor. Is this a good enough reason for 24,000 Jews to be killed? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, 24,000 people got killed in that situation. Behind the ksiv, v'yamet Pinchas v'yifalo. Omer b'lozov, v'yispalo loy nemer. Doesn't say the word v'yispalo, elo v'yifalo. Which means, a melamet kaviyochol, sh'osu plilas m'koinoi. So to speak, he had a claim, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Biksha alacha sh'os l'dofchai. So malacha sh'os were angered him. This is the way you speak to Hashem, with such chutzpah. Omer lohen, so Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Kanoi ben Kanoihu, he comes from a long line of Kanoim. Where does he come from a long line of Kanoim? Because he comes from Levi. And we find in the Torah that Levi was a Kanoi against Shechem. So this is in his blood. Meshev Chema ben Meshev Chemahu, he comes from Aaron, who also was Meshev Chema. His chilu shoiftim evazen esai. So the shvatim started to embarrass him. Reason ben putizeh, because his father, Elazar, was also married to a daughter of Yisroi. Actually, the Gemara says he was also married to a daughter of Yosef. There was Yisroi blood there. There was Yosef blood there. Shepitim avi imay agolam alavadis kechavim. That his forefather, Yisroi, was a galach. So I saw a beautiful verse from the Shem Shmuel. Why does the Gemara say Shepitim avi aviv alavadis kechavim, that his father fattened animals for avodah zarah? He should have said Shavi aviv hikriv, that he sacrificed. That's the real Aveira. So the Shem Shmuel points out, it's a vart that we worked with yesterday also. He says, what's the difference between Goyim and Jews? By Goyim, they're very much into the chitzonius, to what it looks, the external look. We're into the pnimius. When a Goy brings an animal to the Avodah Zarah, he's not concerned about the actual sacrifice. He's worried about the pitein, that the animal should be a good, fat animal. Whereas when we bring an animal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't ever find the Torah speaking about pitein, fattening up an animal for carbon. The Torah speaks about that krava. That's the difference about the external, the chitzonius versus the pnimius. For Harav Nasi v'shevet miYisrael, and he's the individual that should kill a Nasi miYisrael, Sabah Kassav, so the Torah comes, v'yachsoy Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKayim. That he is an anacle of Aaron. So Mepharshim will ask, what's Peshat in this Gemara? So Pash Peshat in the Gemara is that we're learning, that's Pash Peshat. First let's learn Pash Peshat. Pash Peshat in the Gemara is that we're learning that only a Kanoim Paigim Ba, it's not anyone. So how does Pinchas fall into the category of being a Kanoi if he comes from such a family? But I saw many Peshatim, one nicer than the next. The Naim al-Malach says a beautiful Peshat. Naim al-Malach says that they were jealous of him. He was the only person that took action. They were Makana, means that they were jealous of him. How come he rose up to the occasion, no one else? So they came up with the answer. Because look at who his grandfather was. He was a grandson of Aaron. That's why he was the person that rose to the occasion. Chassam Sofer says a very interesting pshat. Chassam Sofer says that they were actually concerned. Pinchas had done a tremendous act. Meshiv Chema, Klal Yisrael was in terrible danger, and he stopped it. And a lot of times when people do great things, it gets to their head. They think that they're really great. So in order that he shouldn't get arrogant, they told him, you're a Meshiv Chema, you're an Einikol of a Galach, you're a grandchild of a Oved Avodah Zarah, don't let it get to your head, you're not that great. Some Sofer's Pshat. Another Pshat that I saw is that for Meir Shapiro, says this interesting pshat. He says, when is it considered that somebody did a great thing? It's considered that somebody did a great thing, that he did something that's against his natural, against his nature. And he rises up to the occasion to go against his nature. In fact, that's why he explains that everybody calls the Akedah a great act on the, of Avram Avinu, not of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was ready to give up his life. Yet the Akedah is always attributed to Avram Avinu. Why? He says, because we know that the Midah of Avram Avinu was Chesed. The Midah of Yitzchak was Gevura. So for Yitzchak to be ready to give up his life, that's Gevura. But Avram Avinu was Chesed. He was just the opposite of that, and he still was ready to do what Hashem said. That's why the Akedah is called on Avram Avinu's name, not on Yitzchak. So he says, that's Pshat in the Gemara here too. He says, if Pinchas were just miyuchis after Avodah Zarah, it wouldn't be such a great act that he killed someone. That's part of their DNA. But the pasuk says he was a descendant of Aaron. What was Aaron? Oyev Shalom, Veroid of Shalom. That was Aaron HaKohen's Midah. So Pinchas had it in him to be a soft person. Yet when it was required, he knew how to be tough. Says the Gemara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Hagdim Lei Shalom, go and give Shalom to Pinchas. Here, so Shenema, L'chein Oim Emeloi, Hinnin Nois Lais Brisi Shalom. So Pasha Peshat in the Gemara is that Pinchas was concerned because everybody was angry at him. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, he shouldn't be worried. He did the right thing. Another Peshat is that Pinchas started being concerned that he spoke Chutzpedik to Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell him, Hinnin Nois Lais Brisi Shalom. So I saw a beautiful vart from the Bnei Yisaschar. The Bnei Yisaschar says that we know that the Gemara says Eliyahu zu Pinchas. That Pinchas and Eliyahu and Navi are one and the same. So he says that we also know that to every bris milah Eliyahu and Navi comes. The Kisei shel Eliyahu. We prepare for Eliyahu and Navi. Now, says the Bnei Yisaschar, Eliyahu and Navi Pinchas are kanoim. Our Gemara is teaching us that Pinchas is kanoi. So when he comes to a bris, he may see people at the bris that aren't people that act appropriately. What does a kanoi do? He gets angry. So what does a Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He's moichel the avoinus of all the people who attend the bris. So Eliyahu and Navi Pinchas have no reason to get angry at him. Hinei noisim leisbrisi sholem through Eliyahu and Navi and Pinchas coming to every bris mila, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows their characteristic, everybody's gets shalom. Everybody who's at a bris mila comes to shleimus, to kaparas avoinus. V'ruy kaparas zush tebe kaparas v'alechus l'aylam, and this kapara, as I just said, remains forever. Says the Gemara, Amarav, Nachman Amarav, Ma'adik siva posik im mishle, zarza misnayim, or tayish melech elkim imoy, dal meis, says the Gemara, Dalit meis esve abba bil ois bal ois rosha. The gematria of the word zarzer is 424. And Zimri had 424 times relations with Cosby. Ois ayoin. For him to like Pinchas, so Pinchas waited asha toshish koichai. From all of these acts, he became weak. V'hu en idea shemelech alukum imai. Zimri wasn't aware that Pinchas had siyat dishmaya. The Brisa we learned, Shishim, that he had 60. In fact, the Masha says that's why it's called Zimri ben Solu. Samach is 60. Achinas kebei mazaris, until his semen looked like scrambled eggs. V'hoisa karuga malei mayim. And Cosby basur, because they had relations so many times, was full of liquid. Amrav kahana, umashava beisa. I saw two pshatim in this. One pshat is that her opening became as wide as a base saw because she had so many relations. She had relations that many times. Another pshat is that her body got shriveled up. Her body got shriveled up. Tanya Rav Yosef Kevish lo Amma. The opening was an Amma, or she got shriveled up that she took up a space only of an Amma. Amr Rav Sheshesh loy Cosby Shalom. Her name is not really Cosby. El Shloni Batsur Shema. Her name was Shloni Batsur. The Lama Nikra Cosby. Shekizba Bavia. Why? Because we learned on Amr Aleph that a father gave her instructions that she should have relations strictly with Moshe Rabbeinu, with the leader of Klal Yisrael, but she didn't follow the instructions. She had relations with Zimri. Dav Acha, Kosbi, Shamar Levi, Kosbi Amzu. I want to be the vehicle to bring down Klal Yisrael. Vahani da Amri Inchi, says the Gemara, that's what people say. Kiloni, Kani L'Urbani, it between the reeds, you find something that doesn't belong there. If you find a flower growing between the reeds, Shaloni, my boy, what is it doing here? The Hadi Kalfidikani, Shilme, my boy. In other words, whenever you find something that doesn't belong in the right place, they use this statement. Here too, she didn't belong amongst us. Gafsal Amma. She's an embarrassment to her mother. Masha explains, why does the Gemara say she's an embarrassment to her mother? Because typically, girls act in the way that they saw their mothers act. So she acted in such a promiscuous way, she must have seen that by her mother. Amar Yochanan, Chamisha Shemesh Yeshloi Lezimri. Yeshloi Zimri, or Ben Sol, V'Shol, or Ben Aknanis, V'Shlumel Ben Tsuri. Shadai. Zimri, Ashenas Gazei Amazaris. Like we said, his semen became completely disintegrated. Ben Sola, Shehisli Avoinus Shamishpachtoi. He brought sin to his family. Shol, Ashehitzma Atmel Dvaravera. He lent himself to do a Dvaravera. I saw the Mitzvah form say a beautiful Vart. Al Gemara is teaching us that when you see a Jew do an Avera, it's Shol, it's like something he lent. What does it mean when you borrow something? When you borrow something, it means it's not something you really own. When a Jew does an aveira, that's not his true self. It's he's borrowed it, but a Jew by himself is kulay toiv, is all good. Bani Knanis, Ashosim Asaknan, he acted in this manner. Umash Moy, and what is his real name? Shlumuel ben Tsuri Shaddai Shmoy. So we learned in the Mishnah that Kohen Shishimish Betumah, if a Kohen does an Avoida when he's Tomei, the Aloch is that the Pirche Kuhuna kill him. Barminer of Acha Barahuna Rav Sheshis. Kohen Shishimish Betumah, if a Kohen does the Avoida when he is Tomei. Chai Misub De Shemaim and Chai Misub De Shemaim. Is he a person that's Chai Misub De Shemaim or not? I'm late. So he answered, Tinesua, Kohen Shishimish Betumah, Ein Echav Kehanim Mevino Yisrael Bezdin. It's not that he's brought formally to Bezdin, as we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, Pirche Kuhuna Maitzino Yisrael Chutz Lezorah, he's removed from the Azorah, we learned from the Harabayas, Upoitzin Esmoicha Begzirin, and they break his skull open. Says the Gemara, V'sakadatach, M'chayib Dei Shemayim, if we're going to suggest that this is an Avera, for which there's a Chiyib Misub Dei Shemayim, so let's go, why don't we just leave him, the Dictab Dei Shemayim, that he'll get the Oynish of Misub Dei Shemayim. Ask the Gemara, Elamai, so what are we now suggesting? Deina Chayiv, that really he's not Chayiv Misub Dei Shemayim. Ask the Gemara, if so is the din, mi ikamidi, the Rachmana Patri, is there then a situation? The minat Torah, he's not mechui misa. V'na nekim v'nikdale, and we should tell the Pirche Kuhuna to kill him? Ask the Gemara, why not? Didn't we have such a Gemara just in our previous year? V'tanan, we learned in our previous year, mishalok v'shana, if somebody did an aver and repeated it, then we're not going to review the whole shir, how many times, but if he did it 2 times, 3 times, whatever, we learned in the Mishnah, machnisan oislakipa, we bring him into that cell, and as we learned in the previous shir, where ultimately, the Mishnah taught us, well, ultimately he'll die. Again, ask the Gemara, rachmana patre, the Torah says that he only gets malchus, so you could ask the same question on the previous sugya. Answer the Gemara, that's not a question, because didn't we just learn in that previous year? Hamar of Yimei Amar Shlokish, but Malkus of Krisis. It's not referring to a person that did any aveir for which there's a Chiv Malkus. We said that the Mishnayos were referring to a situation that did an aveira which carry an Oynish of Krisis. And therefore, if he keeps on repeating it, we learned in the shir, he was mafker himself. We explained that he doesn't care about his life, because why doesn't he keep on repeating doing this Avera? And that's why he's deserving of death. The Malkus Shakrisis Askinen, the Gavra Baktolahu. Ask the Gemara, Vagoinav Hakisva, Hamrav Yud, the Baklai Sharas Askinen, Vermiza, Loyal Roy Bakal Bakadisha Mesel. Says the Gemara, Vamakalas Akaisim, says the Gemara again, as we learned in the previous year. Hatanar of Yosef Kaisim is Kaisimai, the Kavarach Hashem, which carries with it a punishment of death. Vabal sa Kutis, Akula Rav Bechalme, Vat Gravel Gemari, that we learned at the beginning of Shir, that that too carries with it a Chiv Misa. What the Gemara is teaching us at the Maskana is that all of these cases are actually cases where there is a Chiv Misa, and that's why he is deserving of death through the Pirche Kuhuna or whoever.